Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents' guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
Okay, so we're waiting for Owen. He decided to go to the pharmacist after work.
What an idiot.
I thought, like, Megan goes to a pharmacist, and it's like she goes to this very specific one, like 25 minutes away. I feel like I've always just gone to CVS.
Well, he was at Walgreens. He sent a photo of him at Walgreens. But it is funny to call it the pharmacist because it's just one department in Walgreens. He's going to Walgreens and visiting like the chip aisle, but it's the pharmacist aisle.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a little bit different. Megan's is a pharmacy. I've been there with her once. It's actually more of a puzzle store with a pharmacy.
Why?
They just have a shit ton of puzzles they're selling in there.
At the pharmacist?
Yeah. It's in like what looks like an old Walgreens. But instead of having like all the aisles of, you know, drinks and chips and shitty baseball gloves, it's all just puzzles. Like they just like somebody must just.
Wow.
They must.
That's
just
so
that,
interesting.
Like, is it because, really?
Yeah, because if it used to be like a Walgreens that probably had a pharmacist and then the whole store closed and then it's like, well, this guy that they probably half of the business is like, we have this pharmacy here that's ready to go. And the other half is like, just sell something else.
That's what I think happened. Because I remember looking at it and it was all, I can't remember the puzzle brand, but there's two big ones. There's Buffalo and then there's Springbok. And it was one of those, you know your puzzles, right? Buffalo and Springbok.
Oh, that sounds like a band.
Buffalo Springfield and Springbok. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Buffalo Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
But my thought is that they just had all these empty shelves. And the big puzzle was just like, hey, can we just, you know, put a bunch of puzzles out here on consignment? You guys take a cut. And
big puzzle?
Puzzle.
That's the industry out there.
Yeah, Owen, how was your trip to the pharmacist? We've been talking about it for 5 minutes.
Can I give my freak of the week away now?
Yeah.
All right. There's the fucking guy at the drive-thru window at the Walgreens.
Oh, you're going to drive-thru?
At the Walgreens. Let me give you the whole story. At the Walgreens on 15th Avenue in Ballard, Seattle. Fuck you. I don't know your name, but I was waiting in line for 45 minutes. I
in
come
the drive-thru?
Up just, yes, through the drive-thru because the inside line is 10 times longer. So they closed down the Bartell Drugs, which is another pharmacy, a local one in Seattle. So now everyone goes to other ones. So I waited in line. They told me it was ready. I get up to the front and he's like, it's actually not filled yet. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? You're not back there pumping in this, it's a eczema cream. And so I was like, grab the damn tube. You don't need to do that much. I'm sure of it. So he's like, don't worry, but I can't have you just waiting in line. I was like, I'm not getting out of line. I've been here for 45 minutes. He's like, you could come around front, park, and I'll see you at the pharmacy window. I'll remember you. So I'm standing there,
shit.
And the guy's, the guy's nowhere to be seen. I don't see him for 15 minutes. All of a sudden he pops out and he goes straight back to the drive-thru window. And then I got really mad and I didn't want to cut anyone else in line, but I was like, look, the guy told me to drive around. Can I just go talk to the people? They let me cut the line. I was like, this guy over there told me that he would notice me. Yes, that he would notice me.
Ballsy.
And he didn't notice me. And he said, he told me I wasn't going to have to wait in line inside. I could get right in. And they said, what's your name? Gave him my name. And then they went and grabbed the fucking prescription over by his counter. He's just had like four or five in there. I don't know how many people he told to go pull around and then he would notice them. But fuck that guy. John Taffer needs to run, like, go into pharmacies and tell them how to run them, because it was the worst operation I've ever seen in my entire life. I was there for an hour and 15 minutes.
I believe they're all getting automated, last I heard, pharmacies.
There was like eight people standing around, and one person would fill, the other person would check out. I was like, you need two people checking out, the rest of the people filling, and just keep like,
I think some people can't fill. I think
any of them can fucking fill.
When I go to a pharmacist at like Walgreens or CVS, I always make them ring up like a candy bar just to bring them down a peg. Like, hey, you're not better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're looking in the front at the cashier and you're like, you're the same to me, honey. It was the Snickers.
It is pretty degrading when you do bring things up there. I almost brought, because I tried going there yesterday and the line was atrocious. So I was like, I'll go tomorrow. And
you got to like find it.
Milk
new farmer.
Well, yeah, I do. I didn't. It used to not be this bad, but since the other local pharmacy closed down,
I go to things the one have gotten worse. In Cleveland in West Park.
Oh, I'll try that one out.
Yeah.
thanks for the recommendation.
It's a 24/7 pharmacy, and it's like kind of on the edge of a bad area of Cleveland. I just feel like, I don't know, the crowd there is a lot quicker to get their pills.
Okay, a lot of people getting weird pills there. A lot of birth control, a lot of Adderall, and then some other weird stuff I've never heard of.
That's got to go against HIPAA, right? Listening to these orders?
HIPAA. No, dude, no. And they're giving away their addresses and stuff. I was like, this is crazy. This person has Adderall. This is where they live. If I was a fiend like that,
it is kind of weird when you pick up someone else's prescription, how easy it is. Like, you really don't have to give them much. I just feel like, I don't know, it's just seems too simple.
Okay, I have two areas of quick banter before we get started on the pod.
Okay.
One is, I can't remember, who is the artist, the female singer who sings like Insomnia and Umbrella?
Rihanna?
Oh, and is that who it is? Who is it?
Are you trying to get us to pronounce it differently? I don't like this. Yeah. What is it?
I've heard it twice on two podcasts this week that her name is actually Rihanna.
Well, Rihanna. That's not fair, because we knew her as Rihanna growing up in Cleveland, and we probably got...
What?
Yeah, because we use it...
You just said Rihanna. I'm saying Rihanna.
I know, but we use hard A's, and we probably went to college, and people are saying it's Rihanna, because people...
No, I never thought Rihanna. It's always been Rihanna.
Yeah, I didn't really think about the Cleveland angle.
I definitely remember it being Rihanna. I remember it being Rihanna, and then I remember saying Rihanna.
But that's guess the thing is, like, she's stated multiple like interviews that like her mom calls her Rihanna, and like she prefers Rihanna. It is Rihanna, but she just doesn't care enough to try to fix it.
Dennis, who do you? Someone named Anna. What do you call? How do you say that?
Anna.
Anna Taylor Joy. Not Anna Taylor Joy. We went to a Thai place.
Oh, yeah. I was about to bring this up.
Okay. You can tell this story.
We were in Chicago for Matt Stu's wedding, which was very fun. But the day afterwards, we were looking for a restaurant. And for some reason, we kept going to all Asian restaurants. We went to Ron of Japan and then like two Korean barbecue restaurants that just didn't, they were too crowded. And then we found this one that had no people in it called, maybe I shouldn't say the name, Dao Thai.
Yeah, but, no, God forbid they get extra publicity.
Yeah. But we walk in there, and literally there's maybe one other table. And so Kevin's joke the whole time was ordering all the Thai food with a Midwestern accent.
I'm trying to...
So I'll have the pad Thai. Yeah.
No, I even had... Hang on. It wasn't my joke the whole time, Owen, because you don't seem very entertained by it. But I ordered the... hang on. I ordered the...
I liked the vibe of this restaurant because... You know, you go to a Thai restaurant and they're playing Thai music, I guess. This restaurant was just playing like mix or pop music.
Yeah, it's like playing like soft
radio
rock
pop.
Yeah.
Was it a popular restaurant? Is it not popular, and that's why they posted you on their story?
It was so unpopular
they're like, people are here. You take a picture.
We only get takeout.
So yeah, the person was very authentically Thai though. So like the sec I ordered first and I just go,
how could you tell? How could you tell? What were they like?
She just
described them. How did they talk?
Soft personality.
Different. She looked like she was on the latest season of White Lotus.
Oh, ooh, the guess. Okay.
Oh, Sid and Sweeney.
Yeah. I ordered and I said, this looks good. I'll have the pad key. Meow. You think that's funny?
That almost sounds like Asian though. You did such a hard
pad key mayo. Okay, I got it. That's not good podcasting. The other thing,
Owen hates that.
I know.
I didn't find that good.
Well,
sorry, Kevin.
Maybe it was because we were a little drunk, or I was a little drunk.
But Kevin got somehow ended up with a very spicy one because you get numbers there, and I think
they screwed up all of our orders.
Yeah,
and there was one that clearly had all the flakes on it, and I'm like, no, I'm gonna go for this one. This is what I ordered.
Yeah,
it was pretty hot. I'm not very good at eating hot foods, though.
I love Thai food.
What's your favorite thing?
I don't love Thai food. I thought it's all just kind of mushed together.
Great question, Dennis. I don't think I could name a single other than like Pad Thai or Pad CU. But like whenever I order it, it's normally looking through and saying like, "Oh, this looks good," and we always get it to go.
When I was single, I'd always say to women, I'd point at them and say, "Pad CU there." Pretty funny, huh?
Oh.
All right, let's talk about the other thing. We got home from Chicago. Megan and I had our bags in the trunk. Megan went inside. She leaves me to carry up the bags. I take my bags out. I put them on the ground out of the back of her car. I take her bags out. I put it on the ground behind the car. And then I bring two of the bags in. And I leave hers behind. Hers is like a rolling suitcase bag with like, you know, good wheels. I walk back out and her bag's missing. And I walk out and I'm like, Megan. I walk up to her. She's already in the bath. And I'm like, Megan, did you take your bag up? She's like, no. And she's like freaking out because like, I don't have it.
Oh, God.
And the bag's just missing. So I'm like, wait a second. We have a decline in our driveway.
Oh shit! And
that's what I first imagined, that it just rolled down the street.
I walked five houses down and found it on the side of the street. Perfect.
Oh, did it go down the sidewalk?
It went down into the street and then down the street.
My God, it's rolled of its life.
Yeah, it's like a Pixar movie. Like this thing finally got out.
That's and it's all you had to fall over.
Relatively busy street too. So
it was. Yeah.
How long before you noticed that it could be like, what's how much time lapsed?
Yeah, 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Holy before shit. Yeah, so it was on its little adventure for 10 minutes. I couldn't believe it. And it was still upright and it was just perfectly
parked.
Oh, it's
upright still?
It was perfectly parked, like almost parallel parked on the side of a
That's kind
house.
Of suspicious.
So you think what?
Megan,
someone had it.
She put it there. She's like, I'm gonna fucking pull a real fucking funny trick on Kevin.
Sprint back, jump through the window, land in the bath.
Yes.
To fool Kevin.
What? My bag? What bag? The rolling bag?
I'm pretty sure it happened. And it was pretty wild. It was exciting. It was an adventure, like you said, Dennis. That bag. Greatest time of its life.
I could throw on that next.
Yeah.
I can imagine you'd be in a lot of trouble if you lost that bag. What was in the bag? Anything really valuable?
No, just her clothes and makeup and jewelry and nothing that's important.
Passport, credit cards.
Nothing that like would impact my life at all.
Yeah.
So I wasn't stressed about it.
What would impact your life? What would need to be in that bag?
My CPAP.
Really?
Yeah, if my CPAP, that I'm still paying for that thing on a firm.
Oh,
$1,100. I didn't even want to pay for it up front.
This Affirm shit's crazy. Just
never,
you guys use it a lot?
Never touched it.
Only
don't
time I
think
I've ever
I ever
it.
Will either.
I use it a lot, and it just
I know you're paying off a T-shirt.
Yeah,
that's fucking
lowest
crazy.
Thing I've had. I think I 6 months financed like a $30 record once.
That's so what the
for 0% financing.
Okay, so the other money that you had, you put that in investments, or what'd you do?
I don't know. I just like
spent it on
more money.
Gambling.
No, I like to have more money that's appearing instead of my credit card being high. I pay my credit card off every 2 weeks.
I pay my credit card off like every 2 days. I hate looking at any balance on it. So I just
so
pay
I'd rather
off.
See a lower balance and, it's,
oh
it's, and spread it out. 0% financing.
That's
but I
crazy.
Probably have about 200, $200 now of things that hit.
Yeah, that's gotta be so. I bought my kids
bikes. Yeah.
Oh, on a firm? That
drive me crazy.
Oh, and you turned into Minecraft on my screen. I don't know if that. Okay. You got really pixely, but now you're back. Okay, let's get into receding headlines. Play the song, Owen.
Press
the button. Press the button. Press the receding headlines button. It's a six-digit code.
I only had one digit.
Okay, just press any six numbers.
I did. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Receding headlines. That's good.
I'm on Yahoo News, Owen's favorite. His favorite.
I feel like Kevin's cherry picking these, but go ahead.
I did cherry pick it because I had a little bit of time ahead.
Yeah.
And this actually is something I wanted to talk about.
It's fucking
Tesla nice. CEO or Musk becomes first person to hit $500 billion net worth. Forbes list shows. So I guess he just invested, or he just
stock. It's doing good.
Yeah. I had just invested yesterday because I was in Louisville. Oh, did I tell you about that I was riding in a Cybertruck?
You texted about it. I didn't hear the story.
Yes, yeah, so I was my boss or CEO of our company has a Cybertruck. One of our colleagues is a big Tesla guy. The other guy we golfed with is a big Tesla guy. And I'm obviously a Volkswagen guy. But we were all playing in a golf scramble together about an hour and a half away. We all took that Cybertruck from Cincinnati to Louisville. And the guy, he didn't touch the steering wheel the entire time.
I know. I want one so bad, but Lisa would kill me if I got one.
She'd kill you because of
how they look. And
okay.
Just like,
oh, the truck. Okay. Not just a Tesla in general. Yeah. Okay.
So he didn't have to do it even like off the highway. That's the part that freaked me out.
Dude, now, there were really
couple moments.
Because I've test driven, or like I had a Turo. I used a Turo and it had the automatic steering.
Tesla?
Yeah. And it was terrible. So that was 2-3 years ago. So I'm sure that they improved, but it was like that shit accelerates so fast. It's like slows down way too late. Doesn't really change lanes really well. I think it worked well.
Was the Waymo that we took better?
Oh yeah. Like 10 times better.
The guys million in the car with us, better. They hated Waymo. They were acting like it was some like bullshit, like knockoff compared to Tesla.
Yeah. Cause there's a thing with the LiDAR versus.
Yeah, that's what they kept talking about.
Yeah.
These guys Waymo. Are like fucking dorks.
Yeah, well, the guy's already made me money because he was telling me that every morning he starts his morning by reading 30 minutes about the latest on Tesla. And I'm like, by the time I got out of that car, I'm like, you know what? Whatever you seem really convinced, I'm investing in Tesla. So I invested in it yesterday. I'm already up big time.
Oh, the Tesla role. The thing that made me, I did some big investments the last year in Tesla. Huge investments.
Yeah, actually, explain the fantasy thing.
Dennis actually used everyone else's money in investment.
No.
We play in a pretty expensive.
I'm not Bernie Madoff.
We play in a pretty expensive fantasy league where we each have to buy in for $200. And for the past 5 years, we've always talked about, you know, investing that in something while we are actually playing in the season.
We've never talked
that's
about
come
that.
Up at least three times, like, because people started doing that. They're like, oh, we should put this in Bitcoin or put it in something. While
I did
we're
that
playing
here, yeah.
Okay.
Do not trust Dennis with any of my money. I think
Dennis took it on his own to be our little financial advisor and make a little money himself. So he took all of our money and put it in Tesla with no intent to give us
$2,200.
No return.
I'm not in this league and I'm outsider looking in. And if I was in this league, I'd be like, no, give me my $200 back. I'll pay at the very end.
I think I do know Dennis has taken the risk on this and he will.
No, Kevin. Don't do this. Dennis is taking
what?
A zero.
What does it matter?
It is a zero.
Went to my savings account, which has other money in it, and I took that $2,200 out because I didn't want it in my savings because I want it somewhere where I'm not looking at as much.
You could just leave it in Venmo.
No, I can't because I use Venmo all the time, and that's what I normally do. And by the time fucking December comes around, I owe like $700 more, and so it feels like so. That's actually worse because I'm spending your money. This is secured.
Okay.
And growing.
Sorry. Put it somewhere else. So here's my take.
What does it matter?
These people everyone are giving paid. You're taking their money. You're investing it with 0%. It's a 0% loan. This is another Dennis loves his
loan. They bought in to win a prize.
because they're going to get paid out the same amount. They're not going to get any upside. They're lending their money for whatever reason. They could have taken that $200 and done anything. They could have left it in their own savings.
They're not lending
they
money.
Could have given left it in their own savings account, which they right now you could get 3-4% on your monthly. So you gave him Dennis some money. He's going and spending it.
Well, I kind of
and he's taking
now.
The risk himself. He's saying. You're- And he's only going to take the benefits. So I don't think that's right.
So I see what you're saying a little bit.
You're I don't love it. Oh, and you have a good point. Yeah.
Kevin straight up kept his 200 until the end of the year.
Yeah, I could easily have turned that.
But here's the way I think I do that.
I could have turned that 200 into 10,000.
But here, oh, yeah, true.
Either.
You're just using other.
Kershaw Holman.
You even said that you took every. You took everyone's money and bought Tesla with.
Oh, and
it. So you're.
You must have never collected a lot of money from people.
Yes, I
because
have. It's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, you have to hold. You have to have something to hold it against them. And mine is, if you don't have money by the draft, you're not in the league. If you're
because
trying to
I need
after,
to,
they
because,
know they lost at the end of the year. You know how much harder that is.
Dennis needs the money because he has to pay off someone else. So he's like, "You need to give me the money by this date. Needs to be here because I owe someone else some money."
I don't owe anyone money. Yeah. I'm making money with
people. Sounds like you owe a firm some money.
I don't love it, Dennis, but I you know what? You would have been hanging out of that money just doing nothing with it. So do you. I hope you make some money. I'm in on Tesla with you. So let's watch this thing go up.
Maybe
you know?
I'll throw a few bucks in at the end for the winner.
If I was in, I would have just said, I'm going to hold on to my money.
All right, you're out. Next.
Okay, the next big story. I'm on CNN for this. Government shuts down after Trump and Congress failed to reach deal. What deal?
I don't know.
I don't
know. What deal are they working on? I thought he was the deal guy.
Yeah, art of the deal.
How does he fail to make a deal?
The guy at my work was like, oh, the government's about to shut down. I'm like, I don't believe it. Every year they say the same shit. Nothing ever happens.
No, the government has shut down like 3 or 4 times in the past 10 years.
Last time was 2018, I think.
Well,
right?
I asked Megan earlier. I'm like, am I still getting mail tomorrow? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, so what's going to happen? She's like, you can't go to the Smithsonian. I'm like, oh, crap.
Fuck.
There is something about the mail, though, that they said on the news that, like, you are getting it, but there's something's going on. I didn't really
more junk mail. It's all the fake credit card offers where they pretend like there's an actual credit card in there, but you open it up and it's like a paper one.
Mm-hmm. No, my favorite like mail that always gets you, at least in Cleveland, it's one that there's a stamp that says Cleveland Water, and you're like, oh my god, is this a bill or something? And you open it up and it's like, do you know that you are liable for the line from your house to the street, and here's a warranty for it. It's fake. You guys get those?
No. But that's crazy there. So that's a scam?
It's not. You can actually buy it, but it's like, it makes it seem like the city of Cleveland is saying you should buy this warranty when they're just using the city. It's some other private company.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what mail I get. I used to get GQ magazine every month. That was kind of cool.
You buy anything from it? Is that
from GQ magazine? No, it's not a.
Do they sell anything on that?
It's not a catalog. I mean, they do have a merch shop, but
it's not a Toys R Us catalog.
No, I stopped getting subscribing to it because I realized it was always like they would always just profile like you know celebrities, and it would always be the same fucking stories over and over again. Here I am sitting across from Brad Pitt. He's cool. He's wearing a Rolex. Drinking a glass of water. Smells a little bit like vodka. It's just kind of, I like those stories, but I'm like, I don't need to read about every celebrity's life.
GQ is just men based, right?
Gentlemen's Quarterly. Yes.
Okay.
Shit. That's what that stands for. Gentlemen's Quarterly.
They do have. Yeah. Yeah. And they have some like sections where they just show you cool stuff. And Dennis, remember what I used to be, not wearing gas station jerseys? I used to be a little bit more inspired towards my fashion. Yeah. But now all I wear is the fucking like Cleveland shirt or the Cincinnati shirts.
I've never seen you wear those.
I'm wearing an over the Rhine shirt.
OTR
right now.
Shirt.
Oh yeah, that, but not like Flee to the Cleave or something like that. You're wearing a
Flee to the Cleave, is that one?
You've never seen that?
No.
Is that a bar shirt?
No, this is
over so the Rhine. That is just like a city shirt.
Yeah, it's like a neighborhood
city
shirt.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck, you've fallen hard.
I got a Masters hat on, so I guess I'm pretty big into the merch thing.
But you didn't go.
Yeah, you didn't go, and that's you didn't a foul go to the too.
Masters. Did I'll you even? Play, have you I'll ever be playing been it to next OTR? Year.
I go to OTR every day. It is <it's> very scary.
Is this still scary? It's
yeah,
scary when I live there. But
they have basically this thing called 3CDC, which is basically like guys pretending like they're cleaning up the ground all day long, but they're really there just to make sure there's not too much riffraff for the.
I thought it was going to be like Duck Duck Goose.
Wait, what? Wait, explain this. Keep going with this.
So whoever's like a big investor in the community is this company called 3CDC. They own a lot of the buildings. They like put together a lot of the events, to like make the neighborhood pop and make it like more valuable. And they have guys on the ground there wearing 3CDC shirts, carrying around brooms. Basically, like they're never like, you know, kids or like little women. They're always like kind of bigger, tougher people. They're basically like unofficial security guards or like just making sure. Yeah. I mean, they're also keeping the streets clean, but they're really there just as like unofficial, like henchmen, really.
Damn, like so actually, some homeless guy is gonna post up and set up a house there. He's like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, kind of, exactly.
Do they? I feel like that their payroll has to be killing them because OTR before I even got there, they were really trying to turn it around. And I mean, they like have a lot of really good stuff, but the fact that it's still, I mean, that was 7 years ago when I lived there. It's taking.
They can't turn it around. They without the projects are there. Project yeah. housing, so it's yeah. just like unless they get rid of that, there's it's gonna be, you know, a little bit sketchy. With all due respect, but it is just people who their entire day, they wake up, they go to the street, they sit there.
I got my broom. Wait,
no. These are the
they don't work. Okay,
these are the residents.
Not. Okay,
they've got
okay.
It's an older black gentleman with a child's bike. he's got a 40-ounce. And a bag of Cheetos, and they just sit there all day.
So he's the good guy, right?
I stole that joke from Chris Rock, by the way. So I'm doing my Chris Rock.
I think
there's always a black guy walking around driving around.
Started off really fucking good. Like I was like, holy shit, that sounds like Chris Rock.
Okay, last news line. This is Fox.
Was that the shut? Was that the shutdown? Was that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had a dude.
I thought it was a Chris Rock thing.
So. Let's do predictions. Let's take
that's a good pressure. That's so good. That might be your best one.
Thank you. I've got to
make it work.
I saw him live and he was awesome.
That would be awesome.
How long is the government shutdown gonna last? Give us our predictions.
10 days.
Zero.
It's already started, so I give it.
Fuck, I lie.
I give it 18 days.
That
so long? on the 19th.
Don't they usually just have to like raise?
Dude, to see I don't think that no something? One knows because they no one can agree on anything.
On what,
dude?
That's the deal that they're
so they're on. Trying to. Do you want to know? Because I know some things. They're trying to. Democrats are trying to extend some of the health benefits. That came out during like COVID era, and they're trying to make those permanent, and that's going to require a lot more spending of money. And a lot of the conservatives are very against spending any more money because they're already spending a lot more money because of the big beautiful bill. And then of course there's other stuff that the other side wants.
What are the health benefits?
I don't recall. I don't know what they are, but it's tax credits, and I don't know if they're just shelling out money. But that's the main one. And then there's some guys that want to play ball where they'll negotiate. And then other people are like, no, we want them permanent. I don't know if it's going to pass.
Well, it's got to pass eventually, right?
Yes, at some point. But I think that it's going to take forever. But I don't know. Who knows? Hopefully it doesn't.
I feel like it never takes longer than like 30 to 45 days. I think stuff starts to get weird. Last headline. This is Fox News. Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman divorce sends shockwaves amid whispers of another woman. Keith Urban.
Weird hair.
Weird
very weird hair.
Weird name for an Australian country singer. That's Kate? For sure.
I think yeah. Kate's a good.
Oh, Keith is
what was his wife's name?
Owen on record hating the name Keith, right?
Yeah, I don't like that. It's not a good name.
But as an Australian.
Keith. Keith.
That's a little better. That's actually a little bit better, yeah.
I need
Nicole. Nicole Kidman.
Nicole, it's over.
Oh, Nicole Kidman's weird looking too. He's got weird hair. She's got a weird face.
Yeah, they are.
Makes you wonder if they're gonna find anyone.
they're still putting her in like sexy roles. And I you know, I love talking about, as this is our whole podcast, we love talking about aging women. Not that sexy anymore.
No.
She, too much work. I bet if you saw her in person, you'd be like, whoa, that's a lot of work. Her face.
I think so. I see that just looking at pictures. So I can imagine it in your face is like a...
It's got to, I mean, thing. As a woman actress,
you as
it's
a
just got to be
as a, yeah. Me as a woman.
Let me get my perspective.
La la la.
Okay. As a woman actress, it must.
You have to rephrase that. See,
I'm not. I shouldn't pause. I should.
That's. I think. Yeah. That's where you're getting.
As a woman actress.
Okay, as a woman actress, it must be really hard to be in Hollywood and always try to get young roles, and it probably just fucks up your perception of
it's like
what
they
you should
make,
look like.
It's like they should make a movie about this and call it like The Substance or something.
Oh yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Get that old bitch to play one of the characters.
The lady from Scrubs.
She won't get another role. Book it.
Nicole Kidman, this is my only last thought, is she has a giant forehead.
Yeah, weird last name pretty. As well.
Big vein, too. One big vein.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Her last name is a paradox.
Yeah.
Kidman.
Get rid of her. We don't want her anymore. We're fine with Kate, but not fine Kate. With Keith. Not
we're
with Keith.
Kate.
Nicole
Kate,
Kidman.
Nicole.
Would you rather hang out with Nicole Kidman or Keith Urban?
Keith Urban.
Okay.
He's got that new
You'd
show.
Rather hang, who would you rather hang out with?
Neither.
That's Dennis. She was in Eyes Wide Shut. I bet she could tell you a lot about Stanley Kubrick.
That I've watched more things with Nicole Kidman than Keith Urban. I have no interest in anything he does. But I know Nicole Kidman, it would be so awkward, and she'd just be so weird to hang out with. Don't you
that's
think?
That's true. Yeah, I guess I think I want to change my answer. I would just ask her a bunch of questions about other actors, and
yeah,
she would. And she's
she dated Tom Cruise.
She has to.
Yeah, that would be fascinating.
She has to answer.
That's, oh, I love this. I love this rule. So she's not only doing us a favor by hanging out with us, she also has other stipulations.
And they have to be accurate.
Check at the end, too. Yeah.
She's paying us for this?
Well, of course. It's for my time. She's paying me.
And it has to be on the podcast, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good podcast.
Preferably.
Yeah. That would be good.
We can't see her fucking face, though, because I'd puke. So she has to be just only her voice.
Looks like the guy from Men in Black that pulls his face back.
Yeah.
That's what she kind of looks like.
Sugar water. Okay. All right.
Wait. One more thing. If we had a big guest like that, that's what happened to that Bobby Antonoff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She got Drake, basically, and then she had a huge podcast, which I think is doing horribly now. Because no one listened. It was like a one-off thing. But we need one guest like that. We're good.
How are we going to do that?
Can you ask Nicole when you hang out with her?
Oh. Say, Nicole Kidman, defend yourself against Kate.
Let me look at her analytics really quick to see how big her podcast is.
Keith Kidman? What's his fucking name?
Keith Urban.
No, Keith Urban. He's from Australia?
He is.
Mm-hmm. This guy's a lot cooler than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Makes sense why his hair's like that, too, because if you've seen Tame Impala lately.
Yeah.
Why is his hair, his hair looks, I was like,
but
at some
Keith
point,
is a lot shorter.
Yeah. I was going to get used to his hair, but I cannot get used to that hair. It's a bad haircut.
Yeah.
I think they're just hair gets fried in that Australian sun.
We know. We're hair guys.
Yeah. I was actually thinking, well, hang on. Let's get to Freak Off. Dennis, type in the passcode for Freak Off.
Oh.
Boop, beep, boop, 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 deep.
Oh, there it is.
Success.
Kevin still makes you. Now he's making you type in a password and he sings. And we don't need either of those.
I'm thinking about doing laser hair removal on my head. I am so over shaving my head.
Anti-bald.
I get that, Kevin, because I can only imagine how I hate trimming my beard. And there's so many
how
days. It's like, why can't I just have it at this length? So I could only imagine shaving your head every day.
I don't do it every day, obviously. It? No. I used to do it twice a week, razor to the skin. Now I would usually do once a week. But like by the day 4 or 5, like I look like I'm 10 years older. Like I need to do it every day. And it just is such, and it just makes such a mess in the sink.
Yeah.
Those little tiny hairs.
Why don't you do it in the shower?
Because I don't have a mirror in there, and I would kill myself by actually cutting myself.
Oh,
I bought a mirror for like $10 on Amazon.
Yeah,
you well, can not have all of us are Tesla owners.
It's just a ferment, man.
Maybe I will do that because it would be a nice, relaxing way to do it. But I also would need two mirrors because I need a mirror back to look at the back.
Oh, that's $20.
You got
20.
That's
and it's not exactly aesthetically pleasing. That's not going to go with Megan's vision for the home.
You just bust it out. Bust it out with, keep it with your razor. They got suction cups on those fuckers and just have at it, man. Have a ball.
Is Megan like cleaning a sink better? Because we know you. There's no
Start leaving your hair. Kevin. Yeah. Kevin, start leaving the hair. Start leaving more hair around and be like, look, I either get a mirror in the shower or.
What's a mirror?
I get a beer's ass in the shower, and you know I'll do some this weird stuff.
Something's gonna happen, Megan.
or
a beer's the gas station guy. Kevin always visits. That's why he's always.
I've seen him in that. I want to see him out of his comfort zone. I want to see him in the shower. And I'm sure he sells mirrors. I do it in the basement. So it's like Megan gives me like 3 months before I have to clean it again. She'll be like, Kevin, when's the last time you cleaned down there? And I'll be like, oh, 3 months ago. She'll be like, it's time.
Once a quarter. That's not that bad.
Yeah. And I usually, you know, I run the sink and wash it all out, but it starts to compile. Anyway, so I'm not caught up on task. Please don't ruin it for me. What else have you guys been consuming or doing lately?
Listening to the album Getting Killed by Geese.
Killed by Geese?
Dude, this album is so fucking good.
I was literally listening to it before.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Because I saw you can see people's likes on Instagram again or whatever. Have you
on
seen
Instagram
that?
Or on Twitter?
On Instagram.
Oh, you could always see that. Oh, you could actually see their like go to their page and go to their likes?
I've noticed if you go to a reel, it will say if someone liked it. And I went to one for Geese and you liked it.
Okay. Yeah, What's the best song? Well, I'm going to pull this up while you guys talk. I want to listen to one live.
But I was listening to it. It's good. I just actually bought the vinyl right before it came on, too.
I put it on my Christmas list. I already am doing a Christmas list.
Oh, that's a good idea. I have an idea for you guys. Matt, I was just at his house after his wedding, and one of his gifts for his wife now was he bought her a vinyl, a custom press vinyl with all their songs.
Ooh, Sarah did that for our wedding too.
Oh, did she really? That's awesome. You do the picture and then the songs. So cool. Does it sound really good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, so should
Is that legal?
Probably not.
Like a mix CD, but on vinyl? Yeah, I don't know how they get around it, but
I'm sure it's not legal, but
Gosh, I don't know what to say. Like, is my favorite song, because there's a lot of like there's a handful of really different songs.
The most popular is it's called Taxes.
Okay,
that's
so I
not
have
the best in my opinion.
I like that one. I think
but Taxes has been out for a long time. That's why it's the most played one.
How about the titular song Getting Killed?
I don't think I really know that one.
Just play
Trinidad,
100 Horses
Cobra,
or Taxes.
100 Horses, Taxes, or Owl Pays Cocaine.
What was the, wasn't the 100 Gex have a song about horses?
100 Gex is so good. I listened to them like 2 months ago.
I still would have never thought how much lasting power they had in my mind. They are still really good.
Trinidad, though, at the end. There's a bomb in my car.
What's this like? Is it like Petey?
It's Cameron Petey. Winters. Didn't you listen to his album?
No.
That's the album of the year.
He's the lead singer, and he's like 22, which is crazy.
Okay, so the album art is the guy holding a pistol at my face, and he's also playing the trumpet off into the distance. And he's got long hair like Mickey.
It's a very cool album, in my opinion.
Very jazzy.
This song is fucking good. Wow.
It didn't hit for me instantly, but I'm not in the right setting.
Kevin, I think that there's a podcast of two people watching your reaction.
Yeah. Kevin, I think that you may like some of the other songs too, though. That one's a little like more jammy than the other ones.
Kevin, you're going to love Cameron Winters.
I've been listening to a lot of new music lately. So I'll get into it. I'll give it a try. Just I'm going to add a like song to my Spotify right now. Just tell me which one to add. Okay, I'm going to add Tit for Tat by Tate McRae, who's essentially a stripper. I've been telling my cousin went to
very true.
He went to a Tate McRae concert. He's 45. I don't
know much about her.
I was just going to say, I just imagine she looks like a stripper now that I'm thinking of it.
Have you ever seen her?
Yeah, she looks like a stripper.
She just goes up there and strips on stage, essentially. It's ridiculous. She's 22 years old.
Oh, my same with 14-year-old
second cousin is going to her concert. Oh, yeah. I think Tate McRae and Cameron Winters should link up. I think that would be a jam. Okay, tell me what song to add to my Spotify.
We'll give you... Dennis will give two and I'll give two.
No, I'm not going to add four songs to my like four.
Oh, a little risky. You can't just have it on there? That's weird. Cobra. And...
Okay. Dennis gets one and Owen gets one.
Nausicaa by Cameron Winters.
Oh, okay. That's a different... Yeah, that's his
No, that's good. Album. That's good.
That's a good one.
Okay. Is it going to be better than Justin Bieber, which I still have on repeat?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I love Justin Bieber.
Still haven't listened to that album.
Oh, it's so good. Dennis, what have you been consuming or up to other than going to Chicago?
I listened to 10 hours of a podcast on the way there and back to Chicago.
What podcast?
It was about the Manson murders in DC, which is basically this guy.
Not the Manson murders. Yeah, the Manson.
No,
Manson.
I thought he misspoke, and I was like, it's actually Manson.
I made a Manson joke in Matt's speech. Owen, probably the best joke.
Oh, shit. What was that again?
I actually had it cut, but then I felt the vibe of the crowd. I threw it back in there. I said I've been following Matt like a cult leader since day one, and everybody laughed. So I said, he's basically my Charles Manson. And I got a good laugh.
Kevin's speech was very good.
It was very good, Kevin. Dennis, thank you for recording it, because it was nice to hear live reactions to it, too.
Yeah.
Good job, Kevin. Proud of you.
Thank you. Okay, wait. So what were you saying you were consumed?
Charles Manson podcast. In L.A. killed Sharon Tate.
But you said it was the Manson murders.
Oh, yeah. The Manson. Yeah, so it was basically some guy killed three people and a kid in a mansion and set it on fire. And he says he's innocent.
What's the hook?
That's it.
Okay, I'm going to talk about something different then.
9 hours of that.
I also listened to a pretty good one episode of a podcast on the way home with Megan. It was all about the show Cops. Have you heard about this? It came out in like 2019.
Cops? Like
Bad Boys. Cops, bad.
No, it was out in 2019.
The podcast came out in 2019.
Oh, I was like, dude, what is this? Quit these bits.
I'm not doing bits. It was all just about like the history of the show Cops and like why it took off and how it was the first reality show. And first of all, Dennis, have you ever dug into Cops? Because the whole time I was just thinking about you and how you love public freakouts. And that is the origin of that.
Oh, I used to watch Cops in high school all the time. Actually, one time, sophomore year of high school, they went around and asked to say something interesting about yourself. And I said, I've seen every episode of Cops, and which was a lie. There's no way I saw every episode.
Yeah, I mean, if
I wanted to sound cool, I guess.
It's been on since 1987.
No, but they show the ones all the time on like TBS reruns.
What's your greatest Cops episode or moment?
There's one where this lady called the cops on some other lady because she was trying to sell her crack. And the lady
took the crack
and didn't pay or whatever. And so she called the cops and she's like, I was trying to sell her crack. She admitted that to the cops.
So what they were saying on the podcast was that a lot of the times, like a lot of this stuff was like, they would do these drug tests and be like, we're checking for cocaine in this. And the test would come back, you know, as positive for cocaine. But they would negate the fact they wouldn't mention that they actually brought it to a further analysis and that they weren't drugs. And that, like, they were completely falsely accused on TV. So these people's lives are, like, ruined from being on the show when they actually were innocent.
Damn.
So, like, reality TV has been fake since the beginning.
Holy crap. Even cops are lying to us nowadays.
Well, no. The thing is, because now it's controversial because, like, these... And it was all about how Owen and Spokane in 2019, they were trying to get the Cops production out of their town. They're like, this is a bad look for us.
Hmm.
But I can't think of a better city for in Spokane, Washington, for filming some Cops.
They do say everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Oh, yeah, that's
at fair. The start of it. So
that's true. But I mean, if you're on, all right, if you get arrested for something nefarious or anything, that's a stigma. That's going to stick on you that people are like, well, they even thought that you were that guy that did that.
No, so but that, after reading that statement, you're good because they're innocent. You know, the cops are chasing it, down someone saying, fucking stop, and beat them. And, but they're in, you can tell they're innocent.
But it was all about just how basically this program was profiting off of these like government, you know, programs. It was just, it was pretty fascinating. I need to go back and finish it.
Someone,
I never
find something wrong with everything.
It's yeah, true. I was just saying, Cops well, is good. It made me want to watch Cops.
Good.
They played fucking Bad Boys, that song, and I'm like, that might be the top 20 greatest songs of all time. Bad Boys.
I tried to
Bad
karaoke
Boys,
that one.
What you got? Oh, that's not a good karaoke song.
No, it's not.
What you gonna do when they come? I always thought that was a Bob Marley song. It's not, right?
No. I think it's just it's by Bad Boys. I think the song is called Bad Boys and by Bad Boys.
But it's just like they talking about, you know, how we do podcast clips and how you just have to hook people in the first, you know, one yes, minute. Like that show is like filmed in front of a criminal audience. Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do? People getting thrown up against like car windows.
Oh my God, yeah. And the best entrance to a show ever.
Brilliant television.
It is.
It's
dude,
so
I love
good,
that. I need to watch them.
Well, let's
Cops,
watch that. Let's watch that really quick.
Yeah, gotta, put that on.
Dude, if this doesn't get you amped on like a Friday night.
Fuck. Oh, shit. All right. I'm in too.
This is so good. This looks like it's like, oh, Rancho Cucamonga. A guy banging his head against the glass.
This is like anti-AI. I love it.
I am mesmerized by that. That is
like I feel like I'm missing this in my life. I've seen Cops multiple times. But there hasn't been something like that on TV forever.
On Patrol
I, like,
Live,
I really
dude,
want to fucking watch
it. It doesn't have the theme song. That theme song is crucial to get you in the right mindset.
Holy shit.
And they
awesome,
edited it down to all the good parts. On Patrol Live's kind of. No, that is, oh my, that makes me want to like fucking run through a brick wall.
I might commit a crime.
That's how I felt when I was listening to this podcast. I'm like, yeah, I just want to watch Cops right now.
It's just, oh, I thought you were going to say, it's just making people want to commit crimes.
The only other thing I can compare to that is one of my tattoos, actually the worst tattoo I have, the one that I want to get removed.
The dinosaur?
The dinosaur. Oh. Dude, cashiers love that.
Which one?
It's my indistinct chatter tattoo. It's like just
isn't
terribly
that the one
done.
That represents your fiance?
Yeah, I'm going to get her a better one. The guy, while he was doing the tattoos, he was watching Cheaters. Remember the show Cheaters?
Yeah.
Very similar raw concept to that. Like just
he was people watching it while he was giving you the tattoo?
I must have watched 3 episodes of Cheaters with that
oh,
guy.
Oh, God.
And then I had to go back again to get the tattoo touched up, and we watched another episode of Cheaters. Then I see that guy all the time walking around downtown, but yeah. Okay.
Is that an OTR?
Yeah, it is an OTR. Before we get into Freak of the Week, Owen already did his, so we have a little bit of time. I wanted to ask you guys, and I'm sorry to not give you enough time to prepare for this. What are your Halloween costume predictions for 2026? The obvious one that comes to my mind is K-pop Demon Hunters is going to be everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Labubu.
Oh, but Labubu's a good one. I actually bought Megan a Labubu.
Wait, it's not called Labadoo? Are
you kidding me?
Are you joking? In my head, I've been saying Labadoo.
No, it's Labubu, I thought. It's Labubu.
I thought it was called Labadoo.
It
you're
is
fucking with me.
No, right? Oh my God, this isn't a quick.
Everybody thinks we're not fucking with each
other
today.
That is like if anytime he's wrong and we're trying to convince him that he's wrong, he's like, "You're fucking with me, right?" It's a fucking Labubu.
That is so condescending of me.
I was at one
like,
of my
there's
castings.
No way I'm fucking wrong. You're fucking with me, right? It's Labadoo.
No, it's Labudu.
How are you getting a Labadoo?
Isn't there a D in it?
No.
It's a Labudu.
Okay. There's no way.
All right, while you look this up,
Labudu.
I bought Megan one at a gas station. It's $20. We showed a picture of it to my niece. Turns out I bought a Lafufu.
Ooh.
A really good Lafufu, she said.
So those are knockoffs.
They're just knockoffs, but they have all the same packaging. The dead giveaway, though, is the boo-boos are made by Pop Mart.
Mm.
If you look at the tag of My LaFoufou, it says Poor Mant. So it looks so, it looks exactly like Pop Mart, but it says P-O-R-M-A-N-T.
So are these just like Beanie Babies?
They're basically like, yeah, they're Funko Pops. So they're like, there's a chance you get a random one. They're just a chase.
They're in like famous characters.
No, they're just unique characters.
Face there, their own. That's the same face like over and over again. It's just different colors.
Yeah, Dennis. It's like Beanie Babies, but there's a mystery element to it. There's like a gambling, like a Pokemon card where you might get a good Charizard or something.
Yeah,
so I like see one.
I saw something on Twitter where someone said, "Grab." It was a Buzz Balls advertisement. It says, "Grab 10 balls, get a special edition LaBuzzy." It's just like a knockoff LaBooBoo, but it's a Buzz Ball.
LaBooBoo. A Buzz Ball would be a great costume. I would like to be a Buzz Ball.
Have you guys ever had a LaBuzz Ball? You have had one?
Yeah.
What, on Spirit Airlines?
Oh, yeah, I've had one on Spirit Airlines.
I was going to say, I know that I've been out there and I saw that they offer those. I was like,
Lisa used to like them.
Really?
Like post-college for a little bit.
They've hung around. I go to a
lot of gas stations. I'm shocked that they have. Yes, they have been around forever.
And they have giant ones now that are like.
Kevin, for your bachelor party. Ooh, yeah, we need to get a massive. I keep wanting to say LaBuzz Ball. One of the big Buzz Balls. And we have to pass it around.
No.
Actually, that sounds terrible. I don't.
No, no holds bar at my bachelor party. Anything, any random idea like that, throw it out there. I
like it.
I'm in. I'll do whatever. as long as we golf at some point, that's all I really care about.
Where are you thinking for your bachelor party?
We're potentially doing May, so it's going to be somewhere warm.
Not the wedding, the bachelor party.
Well, the wedding's going to be May, so it's got to be somewhere like March or April. So
yeah,
I want to golf, so I'm thinking, yeah, it's got to be. I like New Orleans. If we can golf in New Orleans, I would do New Orleans.
How many people are you thinking of? Is this going to be a big, small? Originally, you said small.
I think I'm going to invite like 15 people.
Total?
Yeah.
Outside of your family?
He's talking about.
No,
yeah, 15 people total.
Wedding.
Oh, wedding is like closer to like 150 to.
Okay, so it's going to be a big wedding. Okay.
Yeah. We started talking about doing a small wedding, but now we're thinking about keeping it local in Cincinnati. So if it's Cincinnati, it'll deter quite a few of my family from coming. They don't leave Cleveland, a lot of them. Okay, what were the biggest costumes? We don't want to talk about my wedding. I talked about that all weekend.
I wasn't there.
What's the big shows this year?
I'm looking at biggest cultural moments of 2025.
Oh, maybe the lady from Unknown Number. I could see that as like a funny one.
How can you
the lady with the teeth?
Oh, yeah, Katie Vance would be a really funny one.
That's kind of dated.
That's just a politician.
Yeah,
but that would be funny to be
a politician for Halloween.
But he like if I'm dressed up in Cincinnati walking around as J.D. Vance, I think a lot of people would like that joke.
Who's a celebrity this year?
Kendrick Lamar.
Hmm.
No, like someone that's like on the scene this year.
Oh, the girl, big teeth girl from White Lotus.
Oh yeah, that would be good.
That would be me, but I like it. Yeah.
How are you going to be that person? That's what I don't get. How are you that person?
You should go as Walter Goggins. Get some hair.
There we go.
I'm doing Walt Goggins.
And like,
you got to get
doing Walt Goggins.
You got to get back goggles. And then get like a Hawaiian shirt and those sunglasses.
Done. Dennis, sold. I'm doing Walt Goggins this year. I'll leave
it. It's a bad hairline.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm 100% doing that. Yep. And I get to sip that rocks glass all day long. Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, being an ICE, I bet a lot of college guys are going to be ICE agents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's racist, kind of.
Well, it's just a really accurate prediction.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. Well, that's enough costume ideas. Hopefully that helps all 30 listeners. Let's get into Freak of the Week. I'll put the password in. Beep, boop, beep. Beep, boop, boop. Oh, there
it is.
It's
a new thing.
Freak of the Week.
Oh, that song hits. Okay. My Freak of the Week is the mayor of Cleveland, Justin Bibb. Apparently, he's running again, and there's no competition. He's going to win again. Seems like people like him, but Here's why he's my freak of the week. I'm going to pull up a picture of him. You see him with glasses. Looks totally normal. You see him, Owen? Have you ever seen this guy before?
No, I know. I'm familiar with him.
Okay, now let's find a picture without glasses. Crazy scary eyes.
I agree. Freak of the week.
Look, normal? Scary. It's just the glasses are doing a lot of work on this guy.
Owen, you liked a reel on Instagram that says this exact phenomenon.
For him?
No, it was your friend. When you see your friend without glasses, like take his glasses off to clean them or something like that. And it was like how weird their fucking eyes look.
Yeah, it's when like, look at me, take them off, glasses on. I look so weird.
That's when I'm used to it. Your eyes do look smaller.
All right, put them on.
Rest the pod. I don't even like them.
I can't look at you. I'm going to turn your screen black. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
That was the meanest thing you've ever said, Kevin. I can't look at you anymore. I'm going to turn your screen black.
Well, you've said some pretty...
punching this, that side of the screen.
You could say that about Nicole Kidman.
You've said some pretty mean things to me on this pod that I've had to listen to 3 or 4 times.
Oh, that's true. I do get kind of mean sometimes. And I never really, really mean most of the stuff. We're all acting up.
We're playing caricatures of ourselves.
So I feel like I'm too mean all the time. And I always try to dial it back, texts and everything. And I just feel like you guys are like,
bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when he comes for you? That song fucking rocks. I'm adding that to my
likes. I like that.
Hey, fun fact about Justin Bibb. Do you know who Liam Bibbs is?
No.
He's you would know who he's a Fox 8 news reporter, famous news reporter guy.
Oh,
Liam Bibb. That's how he signs on.
Oh, yeah, every you're time. Right.
No, I know I'm not. I made that up.
I don't recognize this guy.
Liam Bibb here.
Like a Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah.
Okay, Dennis, who's your freak of the week? Is it you?
No, it's not.
Do you have one?
Yeah, it's Shadur Sanders.
Oh, yeah. What was he doing in that press conference?
So they named Joe Flacco's no longer the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Gabriel is, who was drafted ahead of Shadur Sanders. But Shadur Sanders, they asked him about it, and he just went up to the mic and was just...
Yeah, if you can't see what Dennis is doing, he was just miming talking. It was so
awkward. Acting like he was talking, so they kept asking him questions, and he was just like, so someone must have told him basically to shut up and you can't say anything, is what I think.
But that's such a childish thing to do, though. That's something your 5-year-old would do, no? Like, I'm not talking, I'm just...
So I think
has anybody turned that into a meme where they, like, dub his voice?
Oh, they should.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
Not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars. Yeah. That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go?
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.